Today I rise in regard to Senate Bill 592, which passed earlier today. Last year, Auditor General DePasquale released a disturbing audit of the Connellsville School District where I reside. Among his many criticisms, he cited a shocking lack of transparency in hiring of the current superintendent, which came days after his auditors were assured of a nationwide search would be undertaken to fill the position. Instead, a last-minute addition to the agenda was made to hire the present superintendent without public notice. As the Auditor General stated in his press release, quote, "This is outrageous, especially since the public was not notified before the board voted on the superintendent's hiring." This legislation will give taxpayers an opportunity to examine the terms of an employment contract that the local school board extends to its key administrative employees and provide their feedback, concerns, or support for their elected officials. In a time of tight budgets and taxpayer concerns over rising property taxes, it's imperative that the hiring process be as transparent as possible. Under Senate Bill 592, when a school board extends an offer of employment to a district superintendent, assistant district superintendent, associate superintendent, or any principal, it must first post the terms of the employment on the school district's public website. This posting must include the details of the final offer, including salary and the length of the employment contract. Information must be posted after the offer of employment is made for at least 2 weeks prior to the school board formally approving the accepted offer. I'd like to thank my colleagues in the Senate Education and Appropriations Committee for their previous support of this bill so far, where it passed 11-1 and 25-1, respectfully. And I thank my colleagues on the Senate floor, where it passed by a vote of 36-14 today. This strong bipartisan vote is a testament to this body's commitment of transparency and good government. I look forward to this bill hopefully making its way through the State House and to the governor's desk.